Vermont Bowl Company Vice President Tom Fox says on Sunday the water came so fast and in such a short period of time, the culvert on the east side of his business was overwhelmed. Same thing with the culvert to the west, underneath Route 9.
It will not take the amount of water it was designed to. It'll back up. And when it backs up, it starts coming in the west end of my retail stores and into the factory there.
Do you know if either of those culverts were repaired after Tropical Storm Irene?
Neither one of them were touched.
And they were the cause of the problem that time?
Yeah, same thing.
V-Trans says it's sending a team to evaluate the culverts and make recommendations for improvements. The Vermont Bowl Company and John McLeod Limited, which also makes wood products, are two sister companies. Fox says since Irene, the two stores and factory have more of its products off the floor, higher up.
We lost less merchandise and raw materials because we are now more prepared for flooding.
Back when Irene hit, Fox says the business was relatively lucky.
We had it good compared to the people in town.
Good being $30,000 to $50,000 in damage. This time the damage is estimated to be about half that. The company, which is the biggest wooden bowl manufacturer in the country, used its own funds to recover from Irene. But Fox says it's looking for help now.
Hit us once, okay. Hit us twice, meh. We may need a little help this time.
The Vermont Bowl Company's factory was back up and running on Tuesday. The stores are still drying out, but they expect to be open before the weekend. For VPR News, I'm Nancy Cohen.